Welcome to the future of coaching. Wir machen euch fit für die Zukunft des Coachings. Wir beleuchten sie dabei für euch von allen Seiten, sprechen mit Experten und Playern im Markt zu brandaktuellen Themen, geben Einblicke in die Technologien der Zukunft und stellen euch immer wieder spannende Beispiele aus der Praxis vor. Handfeste Learnings sind hier immer inklusive. So, hello, welcome to today's episode of our The Future of Coaching podcast. I'm Rebecca, the co-founder of Evoche, and I'm thrilled today having Harry Novick here with me in our remote studio, founder and developer of Rocky AI, an AI-powered self-improvement sparring partner. Hi, Harry. It's lovely meeting you today. Great having you here.
Hello. Very nice to be here. And I'm very excited to talk with you. Thank you.
So, Harry, tell us a little bit about how you got to develop Rocky. And I know you're a developer at heart and by profession, but you also did your MBA at Henley Business School, and you have a very interesting past, having like a lot of like different steps going through your career. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Absolutely. So actually, my career was the path leading to Rocky AI. And I'm educated initially as a software developer. I was then in a robotics company engineering team, became product manager. That's when I started doing my MBA and started a sales career in the same company, where I actually ended up 10 years as a sales director in Asia, where one of my key roles was developing the leaders of tomorrow for the company. So building up the new key account managers, the new country managers, and bringing those talents up to the next level. And this was very exciting, very much fun. But this was also when I realized that so much energy is actually lost, as those talents who get all of this training, education, coaching have nobody to follow up through with, to follow up on their learnings. And what is happening is, after most exciting events and new learnings for them, after a few weeks, most things are just forgotten, especially if it's related to soft skills. And this is where I realized, okay, soft skills, you really need to practice daily. You need somebody to be with you on the side, helping you to develop them for your career, but also for your life itself. And this is when I connected then the dots and said, okay, let's build AI and a software solution that is helping young professionals. We are AI to actually improve, to actually practice, to actually get this mentor and coach on a daily basis. And we started building up Rocky. And what we did different, and here came then the technology viewpoint in, there were already many products outside at that time, like, you know, Siri, Google Home, Amazon stuff. But they actually don't help you. They don't feed any conversation. They basically stop music or tell you the time and the weather. So we said, like, let's turn this around. Let's build an AI you can talk with that is helping you in the context of developing yourself, and asking you questions as a coach would do, and give you, through intelligent questioning, advice, inspiration, and all the tools for self-learning, because most of the times, adults already know what is right, but they don't have the practice to apply.
Cool. So what fascinates you about coaching?
So I see coaching as one method of learning, development, education. There are many, but coaching is fascinating because it inspires. It inspires to self-learn. And in my view, for adults, the most effective way to change is to discover by themselves. And different to a child, where you can actually show training programs, all the school education, they consume and learn that and remember that. Adults need to go through a process, and that requires the open mind, but that requires the method of coaching is really adapting to that, as it gives these nudges, these inspirations, these ways of self-discovery.
Which goes a lot deeper than just learning content. It's like really experiencing it and like self-discovering it in you. So why do you believe AI companions will be the future of coaching?
In today, I would definitely say that AI companions are not reaching a human coach in all the depth and levels. In particular, a human today has we have more senses than just the words that we hear. We see the expression, we know the context, we have the feeling, we can judge situations. And then you have AI, which might be very good in understanding the text or understanding a picture, but the context is far away from what the human does. However, in that field, already today, AI assistants can do a great job. They can understand the words that are given. They can use them to bring up the next follow-up questions. They can use them to bring up recommendations, which is very valuable and consistent, always available, and very pricey. So not expensive. And there are benefits that you already discovered today, but of course it's important to understand and set the right expectations. What can you get out of the technology today? It's not that AI today is already like we expected from human AI science fiction movies. So if you have the right expectation, if you have the right application, it's amazing value already today.
So what are they already capable of doing?
So the strongest fields of AI, so there's several fields. So one is all the visual items. So for example, the text, body language, already possible. Another aspect, and that's what we are using, is natural language understanding. So to understand the words and the sentences, or to put it in the right context. This is a field where it's very strong. Now, for example, based on camera technology, based on language, natural language technology, there is no many use cases that are possible. In our product, Rock AI, the central item is a coaching chatbot. You have this 5-minute reflection with Rocky, which is based on coaching questions and your personal growth path, your topics where you as individual wants to improve. That's where we use natural language understanding, where we use the chatbots to have this human-like coaching conversation. But then there are also other products which could use an text, a meeting report, or a protocol and analyze what actually has happened in this conversation and build up conclusions based on those algorithms. That would be another example and use case. Or recently I saw a product which is recording the body language in between a coach and a client, and then recognizing failures of the coach, misunderstandings where body language and words actually were misaligned. Things like that are already possible, where you can connect knowledge with AI technology and build out those values and recognitions.
So which is especially, I think, like a great thing to use in, let's say, coaching supervision and coaching training.
Yes, exactly. So when we talk about future of coaching and AI technology, we have always several markets in mind, but mostly we have two markets. We have one market where we create products that simulates a human coach and provide it to consumers, to individuals, to everyone, which is our main theme also. So So we provide basically executive coaching via Rocky to everyone. The second product or market is to provide tools for coaches to deliver better training, to develop themselves better as better coaches, but also to scale their business, which means that they can provide their coaching experience to a bigger number of audience and clients. And that's the second kind of market where AI technology is used. Both is very interesting. And also we with Rocky have an hybrid model that allows coaches to plug in. Rocky for Coaches is what we call it. Mm-hmm. And their coaches can actually remote control Rocky for their clients.
So how does that work?
Supervision. So they basically, in that context, coaches can invite teams with the clients, with the individuals. They can set up Rocky for them. They can define the personalized growth path. They can define the key goals and intentions that the chatbot should continue to follow up. And they can kind of monitor the engagement of the AI chat. And this allows them in that context that they basically give homework after a coaching session, after a seminar, after an assessment, and then let Rocky do the daily follow-ups where they can ensure that the next time when they have a one-on-one coaching session, that the client is prepared and did not just think about the coaching 5 minutes before. Mm-hmm. So in this context, it works. But also, we have a plugin for our AI where we can import more or less complete books, self-improvement books, and rebuild them into a digital coach. Mm-hmm. And we allow...
Based on all the content that's provided in the book. Yeah, okay.
Exactly. So we can create a program which is in line with the book, but then the key articles are transferred as tips. And based on all those tips, questions are generated, which then will come up in the coaching chatbot. So we can basically digitalize books and make an AI version out of that.
Mm-hmm. That sounds very interesting. So it's like both sides. So as a coach, I can use Rocky as a kind of like substitute for myself kind of thing and tell him how to do the follow-up with my team coaching, the way I understood. And on the other side, I can use Rocky if I'm an author for a book of like really like developing, I would say more like a coaching program based on my book.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So for those book authors, we also have the vision that with solutions as Rocky AI, at some point, the consumption of knowledge or books can be done completely different. So if you think it's very interactive, you're getting these coaching questions related, coming out of the book, and related to the content and the learning that the book wants to admit you. So instead of reading page by page, you are actually interacting with the coaching chatbot. And you get, based on your daily issues, you get the key learnings delivered interactively, matching in the real time. And that's very attractive. And I see this is, for book authors in the long term, very interesting alternative to bring the knowledge out.
But I mean, like also for you training the AI, you know? Like thinking about that, you can put a lot of like content in there that can like support
Absolutely.
The AI to further develop. I mean, like, sorry, I'm also interested in these topics. So which is good because I mean, like for a lot of things, like identifying situations of conflict in like a situation description, we also try to feed like as a project in the future, you know, a lot of like book content and use case examples so that the AI can then actually learn how do I identify a conflict situation and how not. So by using a lot of like books, you can actually provide a much better AI later on. So, which is great.
Yeah.
So
thinking about technology, what really excites you, and what do you think, what else is to come in the near future technology wise that will like really, really improve that topic of using AI to make coaching better and more or better available to a lot of people?
So the first thing, AI and machine learning, it sounds bigger than it is. It is still software where instead of coding all the different paths a software could flow, you use machine learning to simulate a wider combinations of paths of the software and the possible results. So it's, you know, it's not that big once you are in. But, and here comes the exciting thing, the benefits while improving machine learning based software are exponential, which means as more you get in, and as wider the data get, and as more complex the ability is to recognize out sentiments, contexts of, let's say, this natural language understanding, as more possibilities you have on top to build applications. So, which means you're building up systems which will be capable for much more use cases and functionalities coming up. And this is a difference to classical software, and this is so exciting, which means those companies which that are now in an early stage and building up those technologies really create a lot of assets for the future to create even greater services. And that is exciting. Another thing that I find exciting is that still today, most AI-based applications are in a segment, yeah, let's say video, let's say audio, let's say text, or other contexts. But there will come the time when those will be connected. So when the natural language understanding, the video, the audio, the tone, the context, when it comes together and the senses of the AI are extended by all those other things. And then it's getting really accurate. And then we are starting at least on a level of understanding or recognizing something getting closer to a human. And of course, more applications than possible and very interesting. And I always see it as a positive chance to provide great services.
So do you think this is going to happen in your lifetime?
Absolutely, absolutely. So I think we have this one example with the self-driving cars. So we still don't have self-driving cars. And it started 10 years ago or 15 years ago. And we should have already have 5 years ago self-driving cars on the streets. We don't. But I think, anyway, this is not that far
away.
That's
a lot based on regulations as well and stuff
Exactly. Yes. So I mean, in the next, yes, we have regulations, we have safety, and then...
And ethical questions. Yeah.
Ethical questions. So as possibly a safe system is put in an unsafe environment, and here comes all these regulations in. So anyway, it will happen. More of this stuff is coming. I don't think that in the next 10 years we will have AI that is science fiction human-like. I don't think so. Because there's so much more in the human. My favorite example to explain that is when a coach hears the word pain from somebody, we do not just hear the word pain. We do not just see the other's face. We have a memory. We have a feeling. We know what pain is. It's deep inside. Just this word and so many things happen when we hear that. And bringing a machine to that level, that a machine really understands what pain means, that is something we are far away, and that's why we will not replicate humans in the short term.
But even if you watch science fiction movies, even AIs there are not able to understand human emotions. They know how to interpret them. Yeah? And they know what they actually mean, but they're not able to feel, which then on the other side, I find if we think about confirmation biases, for example, in coaching, I think can also be a good thing because we do not relate it to our own personal feelings. Yeah. Because coaches quite often, I mean, we're all human beings, all of us. So we all have our own experiences, our own stories. Yeah. So as an AI, I do not connect it to my personal experiences or to my personal emotions and feelings. So this could also be an advantage on the other side, because I am more, let's say, agnostic.
Yes, depending on the use case, exactly.
And the data set that I learned from. If this was already biased, then of course the AI is biased too. But when we talk about safety and ethics and, like we said before, and standards, I know that you're working with the ICF and an AI coaching standardization group. So to try to get more standards out for people developing AI coaching. Maybe you can tell us a little bit more about this, because I think this is absolutely essential for the future.
Yes, absolutely. And just what we talked before perfectly matches into this topic, ethics and bias and similar. So the ICF has called together a group of specialists in the field of AI coaching, either from the coaching side, from the technology side, from the product market side. And we are a team that started in 2021 building up a standardization framework for AI coaching, which is now, we finished now with a first draft version. And this year in 2022, we want to release a public standard, which will be even used to accreditate AI coaching solutions. Now, why is it important? The ICF, which is very International Coaching Federation, which is very human-based, their main focus is actually to develop good coaches. But also they know that AI coaching, digital coaches, and all the supplying, supporting tools and solutions are coming up. There's also no way to stop that. So instead of fighting against them, the motto is rather, let's ensure that AI coaches are done well, so that they use the coaching as it should be done according to coaching standards. That's why coaches should be educated and certified the same as for software. B, ensuring that the AI models have appropriate bias structures, because basically every AI has a bias. It's the bias of the developer of the AI. So it starts already with understanding the developers, the companies, the origin of the application bias, and then it goes on up to the coaching bias and the personalities. And then also see to ensure a level of quality of the product. So, which means once they are these tools and solutions are given to consumers or to coaches, that they also deliver a coaching experience and keep some levels of quality. So those three aspects: bias, coaching frameworks, and quality control are covered in this standardization work group. And we even consider that the work we are doing here will not just work for AI coaches, but will also work for mobile apps that use gamification, for AI assistants, which are not directly coaches, but interact and support a mentor or an individual. So this standard framework will help a lot in the future.
But also for the other technologies that are out there for coaching in general as well. I mean, I read through the through your draft. I got it from Joel the other day, and it looks very rough and very very well researched. And there are a lot of like very essential points when it comes to ethics. Where's your data stored? You know, like how do you deal with that? Do you comply with GDPR in Europe and stuff like that? So there are a lot of like things in there that are, I think, absolutely essential, because so far nothing is controlled in the coaching technology and AI industry.
So I think nothing is controlled, but also I know it from, let's say, from our solution Rock AI, that there are many users who do first time coaching with Rocky. And So we basically give them with Rocky an entry point into coaching. If they use Rocky and later will take a human coach because they understand the value and they want more of it, we are happy. And we would even recognize this user as a win, because through Rocky we gave an entry into coaching, and the person will continue the personal development journey. However, still, that person needs to know that product that they get, the solution that they get, also the coach who will use the tool, that this has a quality standard. So this accreditation will be very, very interesting for the market at some point to really differentiate between good and better solutions.
So coming back to Rocky, is it actually a she or a he?
Rocky is a he, yes.
Okay, because you're the male developer here. No, it's all good. Mo for us is agnostic. Yeah. So what part of the chatbot and the AI do you develop yourself, and where do you actually integrate more openly available AI algorithms?
So everything is developed for us in-house. But the underlying libraries for natural language understanding, they are common libraries. However, the data sets are from scratch built by ourselves in the use case of coaching. And then we have built up, let's say, a tree of positive psychology, topics of the life, from work to well-being. And this natural understanding tree, which understands so many aspects of sentences or words, phrases, is the heart. And based on this heart, the chatbot, which is actually telling several stories, is utilizing that. And then actually several AI systems come on top. So we have the story building in the chatbot, which is customized and personalized on the person and the history of the person. So the conversation is every time a bit different. And then we have a recommendation engine, which is using the story and the natural language understanding to find the best tips to the daily challenge connected to that. And on top of that, we have a follow-up generation. So the inside the app, once you chat with Rocky, once you read articles, Rocky generates tasks or follow-ups or intentions, which will come back in the app. So you see there's different levels of functionalities coming together, but on top is the heart and the center is natural language understanding.
So that you develop domain specific for coaching with all the wordings and questions that exist within the coaching industry. So do you have coaches actually labeling them or providing some further input?
Yes. So one of our team members, so we are a startup, we are a smaller team, but a critical member is Lisa, and in our team, and she's a positive psychology master professional, and so she is working on that side, talking about the language of Rocky, talking about the recognition, and we're doing that now since 3 and more years. So we already have an understanding how to quality control that and improve the accuracy of the AI and the accuracy of the language day by day.
Interesting. I think I need to have an interview with her too. It sounds very interesting. So some of my last questions is, how do you, or maybe even Rocky, reflect yourself?
You mean reflect myself as me as person,
as,
Harry?
As the founder, the developer, the person, the real human being?
Yes. So it does the not the chatbot, but the whole solution itself reflects me a lot. So there are personal values, and I would say in that case bias in the solution. So the first thing is the Rocky is designed to help a lot of people. It's designed to help people grow. My passion is that people find the path for self-improvement. And the whole design of Rocky is also not, Rocky is not a therapy bot. Rocky is a solution-focused coach, mentor, buddy. So the whole design of the product is actually not to cry about the past, but also not to give a therapy. That's also not my profession. No, but give inspiration and tips to make the day a great day, to move forward, to get towards your next accomplishment. And this positivity and this mindset and this approach is throughout the complete app. And that is, of course, coming from myself driving the vision of developing Rocky and helping many people with this forward orientation, with this positive mindset, and with the let's, yes, we can do it approach. And that is throughout the app. And I know there is a market for, there's many consumers are looking for a kind of a therapy bot. There are many products out there, but this is really not where we are. We really want to help people be successful in a life, in a career, by doing action. And so that's
the more coaching approach. Yeah, you're not wiser or robot who are more treating therapy patients and stuff like that, but also have been developed now for more than 10 years. So there is a lot of like work being done in this field. So what really inspired you lately?
What inspires me is in terms of our industry, in terms of the markets, that the interest is growing very much. I would say the whole topic, AI assistant, AI coaching or similar, is very new still to the market. And it's a phase of change. But the interest from coaches is there, who really want to apply more tools for making better services. The interest of individuals is growing because through all the last hard years, it's more than ever necessary to continuously self-improve and make yourself ready for the market. And these positive things, that people work on themselves, that people are searching for good outcomes, are very exciting, and I'm looking forward to more of that.
Very cool. And I know that some people are now curious to try it out. So how can people try out Rocky?
Yeah, so Rocky AI is available on the App Store, Android, iOS, even on Amazon Alexa. It's free to use. And initially, every new user has a free trial period. And for several days, you can really use the application. You can launch it. It even is possible to install the application anonymously. You even don't need to give any contact data. So it's absolutely easy and free to try. You can find information on our homepage, rocky.ai, or you can Google Rocky AI on the app stores or play stores and find the app. So very, very much invited to try out the app. And once you like it, then it's open for you to eventually try out the subscription with the full functionality. Also, Rocky for Coaches is already available. It works a bit different because other than the consumers, the coaches get a tool, a web-based tool where they can manage and maintain their teams and their clients. And Rocky for Coaches is available on request. You can contact us directly. You can find the link on the homepage of us. And we are very happy to set up and pilot with coaches to try out Rocky for Coaches.
So I did, so I can only recommend trying it out and getting it to explore a little bit. I think we all should educate as coaches ourselves more in regards to what's coming in the future and what we can do to actually make the coachy experience a lot better in the market. So thank you for your openness and for all the insights, Harry, today. It was lovely having you in the podcast today. And I think there are a lot more topics that we could discuss, but maybe we keep that for another session. So thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. Thank you very much for listening and asking these wonderful questions. Happy to have been here.
Yes, so I see you probably very soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hat euch die Folge heute gefallen? Dann freuen wir uns über eine positive Bewertung bei deinem Lieblingspodcast-Anbieter. Für heute ist jetzt leider Schluss. Aber vergesst nicht, wenn die Außerirdischen kommen, holen sie sich die Unreflektierten zuerst.